Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Speaking of Michael Savage, who I talked to yesterday, he's on with us next Tuesday. He got criticized a decade ago talking about all the disease coming out of Mexico, the drug immune TB, all of it. Thousands may have been exposed to deadly TB epidemic downtown L.A. And again, it's all pretty much coming out of Mexico. And I mean, it's a third world collapsing country. It'd be like if we had India next door or something. I mean, you understand, if we keep taking all these people and it lowers the wages, it's going to collapse the economy. And that's the globalist plan. It's just so incredible. I want to build Mexico up, but you don't let Mexico, an authoritarian country, use the U.S. as a steam valve, and the globalists here want that because it's part of a North American Union. I just have goodwill and know that the globalists are behind all this, and it makes me sick. So we're going to be getting to that report out of, what is that, CBS. We're going to be getting to all of that coming up. And we've got all these distractions going on. The feds to sue Lance Armstrong. I mean, come on. Professional sports is full of drugs. I'm not saying that's okay. Go after the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve for LIBOR scandal, fixing interest rates. Let's go after all the stuff that, again, makes Bernie Madoff look like an angel compared to it. Let's go after the government narcotics trafficking. All we're hearing about is Oscar Pistorius. Is that how you pronounce it? I've been ignoring this. They granted bail ahead of murder trial. Every news channel, you wouldn't think they're gearing up for war with Iran, war in Syria, Libya, destabilization, new Al-Qaeda alerts, imploding economy. All I'm hearing about look at this, FBI agents caught sexting drug dealers. Oh, man. Just such a corrupt society. Yeah, what do you think happens to FBI agents and people that are involved in the drug running and stuff? And I mean, they're around it. I mean, they're instantly taken to a party, hooked up with the cream of the Midwest farm girl who's a whore now, and they're controlled by the underworld ever after. How do you stop that? You stop. I'm reading Drudge Report right now. That's why I'm doing that. Biden to gun owners. You've had no better friend out there in 35 years than me. He's re-quoting the same crap he said over and over and over again. Politico's been frozen out after calling Obama the puppet master. Yeah, they were just writing about what an incredible manipulator he was and how much they loved it. But Obama's not a puppet master. In fact, I saw Zero Dark Thirty, where they killed the Easter Bunny. I mean, Bin Laden. I mean, Santa Claus. I mean, the Loch Ness Monster. And it showed the film, and it must be real, and it has Obama on there saying, I will not allow torture. Does it matter that they estimate they've doubled the black sites, the ghost sites, the torture sites? Does it matter they found one in Benghazi down the street when they ordered the stand down where they're torturing people? It doesn't matter. He has a peace prize. So when he attacks Libya or Syria or five different other African countries, it's loving. It's liberal. Now we come back. I'm going to focus, cover the news. And then I'm going to go to your phone calls and a bunch of video clips. But I'll get the number out when we come back in the next segment. I intend soon to change the clock. It was 14 years ago, 15 years ago, when we started the weekday show. I was doing a weeknight before that, where I said, I don't like stations having to carry brainwashing news. So we'll just have 5 minutes where I do the news or cover stuff. And then we'll have a 3 minute. We'll come in at 8 after. And stations adopt that, but they don't like it. So we're going to leave the whole clock alone, except I got to get around to having it reprogrammed. John Harmon, you should look into that fella running the show right now in Minnesota. We should look at keeping the exact same clock, but I'll just do 3 minutes there until we reprogram it all officially with news, and then come out at 6 after. Don't you think that's the way to go, buddy? Okay, good. Yeah, we'll get that done. And then I am going to, again, get into the veterans. We're just calmly talking about, yeah, outside of law, the veterans have their guns taken now. And anybody else the government wants. But, I mean, that's good. I mean, you know, we don't need any due process anymore. I mean, we have our Peace Prize winner, after all, Dictator Obama.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. The information I have really makes me speechless. I knew it was coming, but it's moving so fast, it just blows us away. They are sending arbitrary letters to veterans telling them they're going to have to turn their guns in. No judge, no jury, no proof. It's just like Rahm Emanuel said when he was White House Chief of Staff. He said, we're just going to put whoever we want on a no-gun buy list, just like a no-fly list. No judge, no jury. The ATF is ordering gun shops to file criminal reports on people buying guns so that they have some type of probable cause. They're claiming it's criminal to buy two or more rifles, or it's suspicious. That's outside of law. It's already on record that they bought rifles, handguns, shotguns, long rifles. They do that because under statutory regulations, when the gun shop reports someone bought the two firearms, like it's a criminal report, then the ATF, quote, has to act. And then they put the gun owner in a database, and then they have an excuse to come get the records and then basically register you. And so it's all color of law fraud that's going on. But if you go up to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, you'll see it linked in red, federal government moves to disarm veterans. And I'm going to cover this, and then I'm going to give the number out. I want to hear from veterans specifically and police on this subject. Veterans, police, active duty only. I want to get your quick take on this. We knew this was coming for a long time. Bill Clinton tried this when he left office back in 1999. Almost 90,000, I think it was 87,000 troops were told, well, remember in Vietnam when you collapsed from heat exhaustion? That's now being listed in your file as post-traumatic stress. You can't own guns. No criminal record, grandfathers, you name it. I talked to a famous UT football player, later became a professional football player. He said I could tell the story, but not his name. I was at a birthday party years ago, he told me. A lot of people would know who he is. I said his name. And he went to buy a .22 for his grandson. And they said, you can't buy guns anymore. And he went through the thing with lawyers and everything. They said, Vietnam, you've got a designation, and you can't have guns anymore. Doesn't matter if it'd been 35, 40 years. This is how this country is now going to be run. Just like last week and also last year, I get a letter saying $1,200 in fees. Somebody put up three signs with Infowars.com on them, homemade. You're guilty. And I wrote him a letter back and said, well, what if people put Obama signs up? Do you send him $400 fines per sign? And they wouldn't respond. There's no judge. There's no jury. There's no citation. They say the mayor's office, you can read the letters at Infowars.com, has conducted an investigation, and you will pay or we will put a warrant out for your arrest. And if you know the law, folks, what they're doing is a hardcore federal and state felony. Color of law, extortion, fraud. Same thing if I dressed up like a cop and came to your house and said, give me $5,000, you're going to jail. Serious felony. Well, when a cop or the government steps out of their bounds, it's an even more serious felony. But Antonio Villaraigosa, you know, sending people letters, you're going to pay us $1,200 or we're going to have you arrested. No judge, no jury, no citation, no grand jury, no indictment, no criminal code, no court, nothing. Just like the NDAA, just like the Patriot Act. That they swore was for Al-Qaeda only, and now they go, you know what it is for gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives, and born-again Christians. I've got the whole list right here in an incredible article, 14 pages long, by Washington's blog, that is the master of aggregating all the proof. How many rights have Americans really lost? And it goes over 14 pages with links to FBI.gov that's public. And basically every activity is now an act of terrorism. I'm gonna read some of this after I get into this news and take your calls. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Federal government moves to disarm veterans. It's no secret the Department of Homeland Security considers returning veterans a threat to the established order. They said as much back in 2009 when they wrote in a special report exposed by Alex Jones and the alternative media. Returning veterans pose combat skills and experience that are attractive to right-wing extremists. DHS INA is concerned that right-wing extremists will attempt to recruit and radicalize veterans in order to boost their violent capabilities. They go on to say they're the number one threat. Following the case of veteran Brandon Robb, who was abducted for just criticizing Obama and held in a psychiatric ward for Facebook posts and government considers subversive, police in Ohio seized a veteran's guns after he was adjudicated to be mentally incompetent despite the fact that a Veterans Administration psychiatric evaluation determined he was not mentally ill. Since the veteran is active in the so-called Truth Movement or Patriot Movement, it is assumed involvement in this field is part of a reason why he's been targeted for psychiatric evaluation, Paul Joseph Watson wrote. According to constitutional attorney Michael Connelly, we're going to get on, and he has the official letters, the government is now moving to strip veterans it determines to be mentally incompetent of their Second Amendment right to own firearms. Connelly cites a letter sent by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs to hundreds, perhaps thousands, it's thousands, of America's heroes. You're the enemy of the foreigners that took this country over. A determination of incompetency will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting, this is from the letter, a firearms or ammunition. The VA letter states, if you knowingly violate any of these probations and prohibitions, you will be fined, imprisoned, or both, pursuant to the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act, publication L number 103-159, as implemented under 18 United States Code 924A2. Now, that's a misappropriation of it. When Antonio Villaraigosa, the mayor's office, said, give me $1,200, I'll arrest you, or sue you, or give you a bad credit report, it threatens all three. There's no code, no nothing. So it's even a bigger fraud. and again, I've confirmed all over the country, the police show up and say, you can't be building in that barn. Well, I've always lived here. Well, we got horses in there. We say it's condemned. If I see you in there, you're arrested. You go, well, that's not been adjudicated. That's not been. Listen, you go in there again, I'm going to arrest you. You understand? Boy. And see, they're just testing to see what they can do. And again, people are like, why are they doing this? Simultaneously worshiping the veterans. Well, that's to make the establishment look good. Their agenda, they use the veterans like wallpaper on. They package it. It's sugar coating on cyanide pill. Because you can say what you want about these wars. I know the tropes. I've never been a hind kisser when it came to the military until I became older and more sophisticated and found out the biggest part of my audience is the military. Because they live in the real world, folks. They see the training for gun confiscation. They know about government lies. And they know I've studied all this, and they respect this show because they realize I know what I'm talking about. They go into classified briefings and hear everything they could see in a video I made 14 years ago because I have all the classified sources. And not just classified sources. Police chiefs like L.A. Philippus, who was in Army intelligence himself, San Antonio police chief, Thomas Sanchez, intelligence in Vietnam, county manager. In Kingsville, Texas, they come to him and say, we're training for martial law. He blows the whistle. I mean, I've talked to hundreds of these people. Travis County SWAT team commander. I went and told him what was coming. He laughed at me. I said, all right, here's my card. You call me when they come. Because I knew they'd been going to every major city in Texas. And I looked that they'd been to all the big ones. Next had to be Austin. And I knew about the program. This is a Pentagon infiltration of everything. And it's not our Pentagon. It's foreign run. The Pentagon's over the Rural Affairs Commission now with Homeland Security. And what do they train for? Folks, they have rural affairs meetings that are in the news where they invite all the old farmers and people in at the local hotel, have coffee, donuts for a two-day event, lunch, everything's provided. And the first day is Al-Qaeda training videos, the first few hours. Then they go right into, are your neighbors growing marijuana? Are your neighbors spanking their kids? Are your neighbors criticizing Obama? And these people are videotaping this and putting it on YouTube, freaking out. I mean, imagine being World War II and Korea and Vietnam vets, and you want to fight terrorists, which are non-existent, they're run by the globalists. You go to an FBI event, and an hour into it, they're bad-mouthing George Washington. And they're there to see how you act. You're being assessed. You didn't know why you got invited to that InfraGuard meeting. You're being assessed at a briefing. You're being put in a target sheet. You're being like, hey, well, the FBI wants you to come down and talk to us. They don't do that. Oh, yeah, the church is inviting, especially veterans, down to meet with the FBI at the local hotel or the local VFW. Lunch is provided. And you get there, and it's like, I'm Captain Johnson, former Special Forces, now assigned to FEMA. We want to talk about the threats to America. Here's Al-Qaeda training videos. You don't like Al-Qaeda, do you? Now, let's talk about the first terrorist. That was George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Well, there's people like that today, and they say they're not going to go along with inoculation during an emergency or gun confiscation. I mean, I've got these training videos. I've put clips of them out in my films, Road to Tyranny. Everybody's sitting there going, what is this? And they're like, and you can see a guy behind the other guy watching. Okay, Tom Jones, Bill Brown just looked like they were upset. I'm going to talk to him during the lunch break. And they're like, hey, Bill Brown, how you doing? So what do you think about this meeting? You're being assessed, folks, like you're in a torture chamber. That's next down the road. I don't like this. I don't like bad-mouthing George Washington. I hear you. Well, we won't be needing your help anymore. Thanks a lot. You're targeted as an enemy. They pat you on the butt as you go out. And everybody else like, well, I got a nice flock of useful leaders. They'll sit here. And that's why people go, it doesn't make sense. Why are they bad-mouthing George Washington an hour into the meeting? This is universal. To see. And if you don't like George Washington, they go, hey, you're with us now. And like even those guys are like, well, we don't really dislike George Washington behind the scenes. We're just doing that to see if there's extremists because we know they'll get upset by that. You understand, right? And you've just been introduced to the hating George Washington because you're introduced to the lie of, see, we say we're against George Washington, but we really aren't against George Washington. You understand? We just stand for everything he stood against. I'm going to get back to the actual manuals and the actual letters to start the Civil War when we come back. Toll-free number to join us. I want to know what you think about this. Veterans, police, and active duty. Do you see the PSYOP? I know you're smart enough to get it. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we got big news next week.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pale Combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Basically what's happened. They've taken a Soviet Eastern Bloc takeover model, how the Soviets would infiltrate and take down a country from within, and integrated it with Western teaching of how they would counter, try to go into countries and keep them from falling to the Soviets or take them over. But they're going and assessing all the police, all the military, and it's been ongoing for 20 years, but now it's accelerating to the order of 10. And they are going around now finding out locally who is going to not go along with this. And, again, they say over-the-top stuff so you'll identify yourself. So police, that's some good intel for you. I'm sure you already knew this. Common sense. If you want to stay on the police force, act like you hate George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. And act like you hate freedom. If you're in an intelligence unit or a special events unit that have been federalized, the special response units, you're not going to get that job unless you just act like a total authoritarian cult member. But they do psychological studies as well. I mean, they really know who is and who isn't. But after they've done that, they're now expanding to the next group of detectives and managers and captains and others. And then they're going to expand, as they've done in L.A. and New York and Chicago, down to beat cops. England's already done this. They are now political enforcers, spying, sitting in restaurants, listening to people. It's all in the news. You'll hear, man arrested for racial comment to his wife. And you're like, well, that's racist. Good arresting. You know, he said something about foreigners. It's the end of free speech. I mean, Michael Savage is banned from entering England because he criticized Muslims. Well, I mean, isn't that the free speech of a European, of a Brit, of an American? Whether you agree with his statement or not, you see, that's just an example of this. And that's what's now coming here. And the magnitude, let me show you up at InfoWars.com. If you're a TV viewer, radio listener, go there. It's federal government moves to disarm vets. And there it is blown up from page number 2, Department of Veterans Affairs. A determination of incompetence will prohibit you from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearms ammunition. If you knowingly violate any of these prohibitions, you will be fined, imprisoned, or both under the Brady Handgun Prevention Act. Again, now that's the provisions not defeated by Sheriff Max, Richard Mack's suit. That provision stood. Other parts were struck down. We've got to get this repealed, because they're now going to implement this. This is if you were adjudicated by a judge and stripped, and that's very hard to do, of your mental faculties, then you would lose your right to keep and bear arms. Now, continuing, they're just people who've always owned guns. They're having the police show up and say, Mr. Gonzalez, Mr. Khan, whatever your last name is, you've got to come out here, and Mr. Smith, and surrender the firearms. And what they do is they mail you a letter a lot of times. And if you don't respond, then they say, okay, we're going to come out to your house. And sometimes they SWAT team you as an intimidation thing to say, see, we SWAT teamed. Have you seen the checkpoints they've set up in New York now where they have license plate readers and they have them flagged to ping? This is admitted on vets. And it mattered. No criminal record, upstanding, Bronze Star winners. You're arrested. Oh, we got 5 223 mags in here above 10 rounds. You're like, did the law ban those? Yep, we're charging you with felonies. And the guy's like, why are you throwing the book at me? And they go, we're making an example of you. But I run a local veterans charity group. I have no criminal record. I'm a veteran. You're the target, bud. That's all a cover. The government's your friends, veteran. The NFL's your friends. Everyone loves you. This is not an assault. Tet offensive. Chinese New Year. Go to sleep. We're not going to invade. Boom, they attack at midnight. Just like Waco. You know military tactics, military. They camouflage themselves. They don't announce this. They're like, whoa, the veterans are the bestie. Oh, we love you. Oh, my gosh, take these experimental shots. Oh, you're having organ failure right now? Should have said yes on gun confiscation on that questionnaire. Of course, the doctor is compartmentalized. The nurse, the RNs, they don't know. I'm decompartmentalizing this for you. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been obsessed with this, dreaming about it at night for 17. I know the whole game plan. I know it better than the people at the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, because 99% of them are compartmentalized. There are very few people, even in the power structure, that know how this whole thing's meant to go down. It's so complex, I can't even articulate it to you. Okay? I'm not bragging about this. I know the whole plan, because I probably read 30 books on the Soviets. I probably read 10 books on the pre-Soviet era. I probably read 15 books on the Czars. I probably read 100 books on the Nazis. I probably read 50 books on the Vatican. I've read 25 or more books on British history, on Roman history, on African history. I've read probably over 1,000 history books on these subjects, and I know what the globalists are doing and how they've integrated all these systems of control. You want to start somewhere? Heinz Hobel's Order of the Death's Head, 800 pages long. Read that. You'll be like, this is everything that's happening here. how Hitler had to take out all the secret societies and people. I thought they didn't exist. How the secret societies battle with each other. The whole nine yards.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And again, I'm not trying to paint a bad picture here. I'm trying to show you what's really there. Because it's not a picture I'm painting. It'd be like if a sinkhole formed out back of your house 100 feet deep, and, you know, I'm your neighbor, and I call him and go, hey, Sam, there's a big hole in your backyard. Watch out when you walk out your back door. You know, Sam's not going to go, how dare you, fearmonger? You're going to be like, wow, really? That's that noise I heard in the night? I better go look into this. I mean, that hole is there. Now, you could debate how deep it is or who made it or how much worse it's going to get, but we're in a lot of trouble. I mean, you add together the 2 billion plus bullets they bought the last year. You add the armored vehicles, the urban warfare training everywhere with the local police helping in the raids. I mean, this is now openly for America, for the American people. Homeland Security announced again this year, yes, the military is going to respond to domestic extremists. Totally illegal. Yes, the Pentagon is over rural affairs. The Pentagon, the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, NORTHCOM, We're a military district now. It's in the Army Times. It's everywhere. And it's wrong. And the people that are awake are actually our military. By and large, because they hear this show and they know what I'm saying is real. And a lot of times they're like, yeah, some of this didn't make sense. Now it all makes sense because I'm not compartmentalized. Because humans act the same. And so many of the systems the globalists are using are Roman, are German, are French, are British, are Russian. Are authoritarian models used before, but then overlaid with current technology. Now I'm going to finish up with the news and go right to your calls for Will, Chad, Jim, Tim, Ronald, and Rich. I want to go to you guys quick, make your point, and I'm going to go to the next person or I'll never get through it in this hour. It's just all the other news. Yeah, the Blade Runner guy in South Africa, maybe premeditatedly shooting his wife or girlfriend, whatever. Yeah, that still doesn't matter, a hill of beans at the end of the day. Even the imploding economy by design isn't as important as there are giant domestic CIA networks publicly operating everywhere. Jesse Ventura. In the 90s, first day at work, they go, so people like to meet with you in the basement of the Capitol. He goes in there and there's 25 CIA people, old ladies, old men, dressed like old ladies that give you cookies. It's totally illegal. And, you know, my issue is they're not protecting us from Al-Qaeda, folks. They run Al-Qaeda, and that's now public as well. They use Al-Qaeda to take our liberties as a threat, as a boogeyman. It's like your three-year-old won't stop going in the street. You can say, you know, there's a boogeyman will get you if you do. That's the old way to keep your kids in lines, not to give them weapons, is to tell them wives' tales. You know, a witch will come and get you if you don't do what you're told. Let me tell you, that kid isn't going to be going in the street anymore. Same thing. You give up all your rights or the boogeyman Bin Laden going to get you. You saw what he did on 9/11, didn't you? I mean, come on, folks. Come on, your gut knows 20 Saudis didn't pull all that off. Were there real Saudis here led into the country? Yeah, but the official story is a lie. There was a stand down. That's bare minimum. It was America's Reichstag fire. And you add in all the preparations and paper targets of babies. And people are like, well, that must be what not to shoot. No, it officially says this is Homeland Security requested targets of five-year-old kids, pregnant women, old men wearing John Deere hats. Folks, how many times have I told you that? I've shot the video. You don't have to believe me. I've got four films of urban warfare with the role players wearing overalls, coveralls, mechanic outfits, 49er shirts, cowboy shirts, John Deere hats, AC/DC shirts. They practice to kill us. And it's not saying the troops are bad. They're trying to acclimate them, the police, everybody else. And I've got a Jakari Jackson report. He just so happened to be working on a few days ago about this. He's added the latest info to it. That's coming up after we take some calls. But I want to say this. We're an hour and a half into this broadcast, and I know the economy's shutting down and this country's going to hell in a handbasket. But we are one of the best and only hopes out there. There is no... I've said this many times, and they actually say this in Zero Dark 30, because it's true. They walk into the Bin Laden unit, and I've actually talked to the real folks in the Bin Laden unit who were ordered not to kill him over and over again until he died of natural kidney failure, Colonel Schaefer and others, and Steve Pachinik, former head psychiatrist of Black Ops, the whole thing. I mean, it's all fake, folks. And one of the subdirectors walks in and goes, listen, there is no other secret team trying to take out Bin Laden. This is the only group. We're all that's there. And we're not that good, but we're all that's there. Well, you've heard me say that 100 times. I didn't want to be numero uno. I didn't want to be tip of the spear. But I've got the energy and the will to do it. And we now are the biggest and really one of the only shows really telling it like it is. And it's an incredible position of responsibility, and I'm not on a power trip over it. It's the opposite. I am humbled to my core. And Rich did receive the letter from the VA, and he's in Connecticut. This is out of Washington State, saying, get ready to turn your guns in. Holy Toledo. Man. This is like going to the doctor, and they tell you you got cancer. I mean, this, I get a pang, not of fear, but you know that... That pang when you get the call, one of your kids is hurt. You know, we've all gotten that call at work, and you're like, what is it? I don't know. Your wife says it's serious, and you call, and okay, busted his head open, but that's not that big of a deal. Thank God it wasn't a car wreck. You know that it's not even a fear; it's more of a oh man, this is serious. That Every day now, it's for the country. Oh, man. They really are going to hammer down with Obamacare and shut down all the jobs and tax the poor people. Man, that's hardcore. They really are criminals. It's worse than I thought. You know, it hits you. And I look up there and see Rich, vet did receive letter, and I get a get that feeling in my stomach, get a chill after that. Like, you know, my whole nervous system is like, danger, Will Robinson, danger. And I know you're feeling that too. And there's a chance we can back these people off, but not if we don't admit how much trouble we're in. Okay, that's the only thing that's going to get this taken care of. We got to pray to God to give us guidance as well, because they can use so many psyops on us. And point is, I was just in there looking at some of the new equipment, some of the new studios we need to really do first-class news, the uplinks, all the stuff. It costs a lot of money to run this organization. I need more personnel. I need to pay my personnel. I need the equipment. I need to be able to fight as best I can. And that's why it is a war bond for the Republic. When you go to InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com and buy ProPure water filters, they're already the lowest price. But, I mean, just get in. They should be double price, and you should buy them. Bumper stickers, those are sold at cost. The magazine, the T-shirts, the ball caps, the videos, the films, the Alex Jones Everything Special, the New World Order playing deck of cards, educate your friends and family, the ball caps, the Obama shirts, the Second Amendment shirts. It's a war for info. We've got to get in the field. We need to get our mass up in this military operation against the globalists and the info war. InfoWarsStore.com, we need capital. We need capital. And I want to thank everybody that supported us, everybody that's gotten the word out for us, everybody that spread the word about the broadcast, all our affiliates, our sponsors. But even though our audience exponentially grows, revenue in 2013 is down everywhere. I know you see the financial papers as well, so I know it's rough out there. But if the people that are still middle class are wealthy, because I don't want poor people donating or buying stuff, okay? I know it makes you feel good and it's important and you want to be part of the effort, but it's all the tightwads out there that need to get books and videos and Ron Paul books, Father of the Tea Party, and Plundered, and Strategic Relocation, and everything that's available at InfoWarsShop.com, and get it out to people, because this is serious business, folks. If we don't all get aggressive and spend time, energy, and treasure in this fight, we're going to lose it all. I'm willing to lose my life over this thing. I'm not happy about it, I'll assure you. But there is no future if we don't beat them. I know they could even go after my family, and I just, you know, I don't even pray to God to protect my family. Actually, I do sometimes. I mainly just pray, God, whatever your will is, just, help, you know, please help me be more articulate. Please help others wake up. All right, I'm going to go to your calls. I'm pretty shook up right now because I knew it was coming. They announced they were going to do it. And these are not like troops beating their wife or troops that got, you know, caught doing something illegal. Or this is mainline veterans, special forces, Navy SEALs, especially special forces. You're the enemy. You're a weapon to be decommissioned. They're moving to robots. They're moving to drones. They don't want you anymore. And they're coming after you. And by the way, the Soviets and the Nazis did this. After Hitler took over about 2 years later, first he called the Brown Shirts, his own kind of gang that took him to power, Jungs to Rome. And then they had Kristallnacht. That was against Jews. They had Night of the Long Knives. And then they had other knights that came a few years later. And they were even arresting sergeants from the old Weimar Republic military. And the more decorated you were, the more you were dead. Hitler got so paranoid by the end, he was just whacking everybody. Listen, I'm warning you. The Soviets did the same thing. Mao did the same thing. This is a trap. This is a trap, you fools. All right? I mean, this is evil. You don't want to be signed on to this. Okay, let's stop right there and go to your calls. Rich in Connecticut, a vet, who said he did receive the letter. I'm going to give you our email. It's showtips at InfoWars.com. All vets, black out your name or cut it out, and then mail us your letters so we can add them and triple confirm all this. Rich, tell us in Connecticut what you got in your response to this, sir.
When I got the letter from the VA, I honestly don't really pay attention. I've been a long-time listener. This is my first time calling, so I'm a little bit nervous. Anyway, when I received a I don't actually know when I received it.
Back off your phone just a bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The point is, in your pile of stuff, everybody has that problem. In your pile of magazines and junk mail, you found this. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is after I saw the on your website that people were getting this. And I went back through my VA mail. Usually it's just appointments and stuff like that. And because I'm 100% disabled because of PTSD, you know, I got this letter stating that I was no longer eligible to possess or purchase.
And by the way, PTSD, some of it is real, but the name from the psychologist I've talked to, it's pretty much, most of it, it's like saying hyper kids have ADHD. Well, no, they're drinking soda pop and eating junk food all day and bouncing off the walls, sugar crashing. If I give my kids sugar, they act like satanic demons. If I give them healthy food, they act like angels. I mean, if I gave my animals, my dogs sugar, they'd act like maniacs. So the issue is, sir, you need to fight that. And I understand how they set it up. We'll give you money if you say you've got a problem. And I understand combat stress and all that, but I think a lot of it is a hoax. I'm not saying in your case, but please continue.
Well, I'm a Desert Storm veteran. I was a medic with an infantry unit during Desert Storm.
Well, you probably don't have PTSD. You probably you were there when chemical detectors went off then.
Yeah.
Well, you got nerve gas, buddy. You got nerve gas from blowing up Camasea and other facilities. Go ahead.
Sorry. Basically, I'm not going to comply. I don't give a crap what they say anymore. I'm actually, you know, they give you medication that purposely makes you overweight and everything. I've started taking your longevity products, the Tangy Tangerine and stuff, and that Slim FX, the Slender FX, and I've been losing a lot of weight because of that, and I'm slowly getting off the medication because when I drink the Tangy Tangerine, I don't feel like I need the medication.
I know. When I started taking it a few years ago, I was so undernourished, even though I was eating healthier food. Still, the soils are depleted that I got high off of it for like a month. And I'm drinking some right now. It's funny you brought up Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsHealth.com. It's just off the chart. They just had a big Clemson University study about how it kills 95% of cancer cells and leaves the healthy cells alone. I mean, just amazing information, and it's basically got the research of Linus Pauling, the Nobel Prize winner, going into it along with Dr. Wallach's research. And so much of our problems, as I just said, with ADHD is nutritional. Kids are eating white bread, drinking Coca-Cola filled with all sorts of chemicals in it, and speed, caffeine. Of course, you're acting like a demon. But listen, you know, these letters are nebulous. They're like, hey, you know, you may have been ruled incompetent. Well, you're not incompetent. And so, again, they're leaving it color of law. They're seeing if they can get away with this. It's like an employee that starts stealing a little bit out of the cash register, and if they get away with that, a little more, and they finally get caught. So what they're doing is a fraud. So I would consult with legal counsel that represents veterans. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a criminal record?
Yes, I do.
Is it a felony?
No.
Well, then that's a non-issue. You've got your Second Amendment. They're fraudulently trying to apply this. Do me a favor. Do you have a scanner to scan that and send it to us?
What's the number? Or they'll give it to me after I'm offline.
Sure, we should have a fax number always at hand. But we do so few faxes, I don't even know if it's hooked up. Do you want our email address?
Well, can I just send it to one of the editors? Because it's on the website, if I can just send it to one of the editors.
Yeah, I just want to know which. Sure, send it to Kurt Nimmo.
Okay.
It's just show tips. Everybody's reading that, and so it has a better chance of getting seen. I'm telling you, sometimes like some famous person will call me and go, I've been sending emails for 6 months, and then I'll go, what's your email? And I'll search it, and there are all the emails. And it's just torture because we're trying to read it all, but we get like 20,000 emails a day. I'm not exaggerating. And it's very hard to go through them all. But everybody, just send your letters that you've gotten. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Will in Oklahoma, another vet. What do you think about this?
Oh, Alex, this is ridiculous, man. You got guys that serve their country, and then they come back, and they have their rights taken away. I'm a Marine vet myself. I served my country for 5 years. I was one of the vets that, one of the Marines that was being experimented on with the anthrax vaccines and have the evidence to prove it. And then about a year and a half later, they came to my house, the VA did, and was, well, I got a letter in the mail saying that they were checking me for incompetence because, I get 3 to 4 migraines a week. I have fibromyalgia real bad.
Yeah, stay there. I'm going to hold you over. This is important. For those that don't know, twice they've given the Porton Down. Now that's the name of the group in England where they nerve gassed them. It's that Michigan Bioport. The Bioport lab, and it's illegal. The vaccine was experimental, killed a bunch of people, and yeah, that's it. I've had doctors on about it when they did it in 2 different phases, back in the 90s and again went about 95, and they give them the shots, it causes brain damage, and then they call you mentally ill when you go to the VA for your treatment. See, and the VA set up to keep tabs on you, and to basically, it's just horrendous. Stay there, I'm going to come back to you. So yeah, the guy has migraines. And so they're trying to say he's incompetent because of it. Unbelievable, sir. There are ways to detox. In fact, I got Ben Fuchs coming up, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're going to talk about ways to try to detox vets. You got to get off the medication if I was you as well. I'm not recommending that, but you should look into it.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Social unrest, food shortages, political turmoil, EMPs, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, fires, riots, flooding. It's not a matter of if, but when. What if it happened right now? Would you have the supplies to survive off the grid? Offthegrid.com is the place to go for the widest selection of survival supplies at rock-bottom prices. Head over to offthegrid.com for survival kits, first aid supplies, dry food, water filters and purifiers, gas masks, solar and crank radios, solar generators, ammo, knives, stun guns, pepper sprays, hats and bags, fire starters, a library of books, and a whole lot more. Get free same-day shipping on all orders over $75. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout and receive an additional 5% discount off our already lowest in the industry prices. OffTheGrid.com, proud to stand shoulder to shoulder with you as we protect our Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
You know, a lot of people, I see a comment on Infowars.com, says, Ghost, it's almost time to head down range. Lieutenant, U.S. Navy SEAL 9403. They want you to go down range. They want the war to start. They're going to sit back while the military and police all kill each other. That's what's so diabolical about the following orders of a foreign occupying army, the globalists. The globalists are illegitimate, and they're now just sending letters to veterans all over. The phones are just pouring in, the emails are pouring in, the letters are pouring in from others, where they're being told, yeah, come turn your guns in. And we're just talking to a gentleman in Oklahoma, Will, who's a Marine, who they experimented with on with the... And I hear him and it hurts me because he's a smart guy, but he's like, I can prove they experimented on me. He probably didn't even know. It was all over the news at the time when they were doing these. I guess it's three rounds they've done. It's totally illegal. And it's always the doctors that end up saying no. At first they court-martial people, and then their lawyers are so dumb they don't know it's illegal to give somebody an experimental shot. You can't make the troops take experimental shots. You can only make them take approved shots. And they use the troops like guinea pigs. And then I've seen them when troops are in wheelchairs with legs blown off and their wife is, you know, a teacher or whatever. The CPS will come and take their kids. We had calls yesterday saying, well, you know, you probably got mental problems, too, since your legs are blown off. You can't have your three kids. And it makes you want to cry that while they're praising troops on the news, they're targeting them. That's official. I'm not just saying that. So, Will, you have migraines. You believe from the anthrax shot, which is exactly what the kind of stuff it does, including death. Tell me what they did when they came to your house trying to say you're incompetent. You know, like you're a 100-year-old person, you know, who doesn't know who they are.
Right. Well, I mean, they basically, when they deemed me a full pension on my 100%, they want to check full, you know, mental capacity and either turn me over to somebody that would handle my money for me and my wife and all this. They even went as far as back to ask her what type of medication she takes as well.
Oh, yeah, because she's mentally ill now. No. This is exactly, that's the standard. Sir, they were casing you to take your kids. You have kids?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they were trying. And Alex, I'll tell you what, God bless you because I really do appreciate everything you're doing stand by you 100% on everything you're doing. And a lot of these people that are listening right now, they need to understand that supporting your troops is not buying them a drink, is not buying them food. It's recognizing where your country is going and listening to what your troops have to say. And supporting them that way. We don't want you to support us any other way except that way.
Yeah, you don't want a fake pat on the head like you're a dog. And the reason I interrupt so much when you're calling, I've heard the story 1,000 times. I know what you're going to say next. Your wife is now mentally ill. See, they want to declare you both incompetent to take your kids. They're preying on you. These are enemy agents with battle plans to destroy your life. And you think they're your friend. When you're there, listen, when I had my kids, I learned the first time. The nurse is like, sir, will you take this file downstairs for me? I'm talking to your wife real quick. I'm like, sure, I'll take it down. What, first floor? Yeah, the main nurse. Okay, take your time, honey. And my wife's smart. She goes, man, that lady was putting in a computer. Do we have money? Do I beat you? Am I mean to you? And I said, lady, I said, were you putting that in the health department computer? She goes, the nurse had those evil eyes. She goes, how do you know that? And I was like, well, you obviously, I'm a media person. I know all about this. I know you take blood samples at birth and give it to the government. Well, how do you know about that? That was before that was declassified. And I said, listen, it's none of your business, okay? Is there any outward signs of abuse on my wife? No. You have no probable cause. You haven't read us our rights. This is not a law enforcement action. That woman was totally freaked out. And the next time we had a child, same hospital, because the doctor's a listener, another woman's doing it. And I go, listen, I'm not taking this downstairs. You can do your health department thing. Totally freaked her out. I got glasses, lady. I can see. I know who you are, enemy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.